Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Of course it's under. It's easier to rip. It's easier to take to handle things. It's easier to do your business. It's wasteful. It's anti, it's never over. And yes, I'm one of those people who corrects it when people incorrect.
No, you fixer. He's a fixer.
No, monster. Monster.
I do that. I will absolutely go into somebody's house and correct it because I think most people don't understand the correct way to.
In many ways, you're doing them a favor.
That's insane.
Exactly the way I look at it, Chris.
That's insane.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
And because there's a just and righteous God, someone like Chuck Todd who goes around changing the toilet paper, not in his own house, but in your house, went 3-4 this week. Okay? That's God saying, hey, keep your hands off the toilet.
Basically, you can wipe with his picks.
Thinks he knows better.
Chris Saliz is here. Gary Braun is here. Michael Kornheiser is here. Nigel will run the board, do the news, produce the show. We're at Chatter at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue and Jennifer Streets Northwest in Friendship Heights, where it is a rare day without rain. I'm happy about that. We had a pretty good weekend, so I'm happy about that in terms of people coming into Chatter. Monday Night Football is here today, or tonight, rather, Monday Night Football. Also, holiday parties, if you want a holiday party. The holidays, to me, extend past January 1st.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's the holiday season. So if you want a holiday party, you call Chatter, you ask for Ron. If Ron's not there, you ask for another manager. If you want gift cards always great. You have to give people gifts. Get them a gift card to Chatter. Do the same thing. Call Chatter, ask for Ron. If Ron's on here, ask for another manager.
Will you pledge to leave your Christmas tree at Chatter up through March? In honor of the Christmas season?
Probably not through March. Nancy Bubis is in charge of that.
Oh, well, I don't go crosswise
so,
with
yeah,
her.
So, yeah, she's going to take them out whenever she deems it reasonable to take them
Big
out.
Big two-week stretch for Chatter. So, next 2 weeks.
Let's hope that we get some people in here because I like to have people in here.
What if I wanted to buy a T-shirt that said Chatter on it?
You can do that for $12 here and only here.
No can do.
Wow.
Here and only here. You can't. We're not
shipping them out.
We're not shipping them out. You show up, you buy the T-shirt. I'm told by Karen that this is going to be a sparse crowd this week, and maybe it is, but we have a couple of people here.
No, I would think later in the week, as people are off work.
Yeah, so let's see.
Since it's Monday, should we begin with a Kevin's winter weather forecast update?
Oh.
What do you have?
Well, there's weather coming.
How could you possibly have found out in between all of his talking?
The 20th and 23rd are warm, which is the end of that's next weekend, right?
Right.
But then a storm starting as rain and snow on the 24th stalls and snows through Christmas. Travel will be impossible as the storm drops a foot.
This is
the 24th and 25th. So we are 1 week away. Now, you haven't heard his colleagues talking about this yet because it's sort of under the radar. But we are 1 week away from that first foot of snow.
By under the radar, you mean it doesn't exist.
And bitterly cold, by the way. Bitterly cold for that week following. That would be bad for
current
business.
Current forecast for Sunday, December 23rd, sunny and 47.
Yeah, but we're talking 24th and 25th.
Current forecast for Monday the 24th, partly cloudy and 45, and Tuesday the 25th,
Christmas Day,
mostly sunny and 45.
Sounds like snow.
You get it.
Yeah. They just haven't done the Euro run yet.
Let me get to the football.
Kevin, Twitter, will Josh Johnson lead the Redskins to the playoffs?
Really?
Yes.
Hold on. Tony, can we pause the show? I need to vote.
Tony, I'm sorry. I should send you his tweets during Redskins games. You would crack.
Let me get to
I'll give you your show back.
What the way I do this show, which is to try and come up with something to say at the beginning that's beyond just a single game or something like that. It's not hard this week. Last month, if you were to look at the NFL, and by the way, the NFL's great season continued again this weekend. The games are great. The Steelers game with the Patriots was great.
Terrific.
The Rams game was not great, but very, very good. So there are a lot of very good to great games. But if you were to look around at the top four teams 1 month ago, I think most of us would agree that the top four teams 1 month ago were the Rams, the Chiefs, the Patriots, and the Saints. Now, the Saints play tonight. The Rams, the Chiefs, and the Patriots have all lost either in bunches or very notably within the last few days. I don't know about the Saints yet. Is it possible these teams peaked too early? The Patriots certainly look Their defense is not particularly good and hasn't been good all year. Offensively, Tom Brady yesterday, Tom Brady with the game on the line twice late in the fourth quarter, once threw a ridiculously bad...
Went full Eli.
Deshaun Kaiser throw it up in the air. And then said he was trying to throw it out of bounds. Well, you could have, because it was a foot over. You could have thrown it out of bounds. And then started sailing things late, just looking for Edelman surrounded by four and five
and
guys.
Gronk. Yeah.
And Tom Brady, and by the way, Aaron Rodgers as well, and we would consider them over the last 5 years the two best quarterbacks in football.
Unquestioned.
Both failed late.
Fitzmagic.
Both failed late. Brady's failures more notable than Rodgers, because Rodgers is not sitting on a playoff team, and Brady is. In terms of the Rams, that's another loss. I mean, they got beat up outdoors in weather by the Bears. They lost yesterday at home. They're at home, and they lost last night to the Eagles, a team that walks in there with their, albeit he had a great playoff last year, but he's their second-string quarterback. And they haven't looked good all year.
And shutting down their starter for the season. I mean, they essentially threw in the towel this week.
They haven't looked good all year, and they got out to a big enough lead. The Rams had a chance at the end through a variety of unfortunate circumstances for the team that beat them, for Philadelphia.
Yep.
But I'm just wondering, do we now have to recalibrate? Do we now have to look at the Chicago Bears, for example, the Chicago Bears, and say that they look like a Super Bowl team now because they haven't peaked too early? You pay more attention to this than I do.
Well, I don't know that we would say the Bears look like a Super Bowl team.
Well, I'm sure Wilbon thinks that. We'll get to
but
him later.
But the Bears are formidable because they play excellent defense in a league where, we were talking about this off air before we started, we're not unlike the NBA. Defense matters in the playoffs. And it's why when I think they were both 9-0.
That's why you look at the Seahawks and they lost.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when the
49ers, to a right.
When the Rams played the Chiefs, I think both were 9-0. That was a Monday night or a Sunday night game. And I'm not claiming this is a scalding hot take by any sense of the imagination, but we came in here the next day and I said to you, and I think I said on the air, I don't think either of those teams is a Super Bowl team because they can't stop anyone. They're fun to watch. They can score.
The Chiefs cannot stop anybody.
But ultimately in the playoffs, you will get stopped for a quarter, a half, three quarters, maybe the whole game, and you're going to need your defense. So the Bears are formidable in that respect.
Is Seattle formidable, but they lost yesterday? Is suddenly Minnesota formidable because they fired their offensive coordinator? Yes, the Chargers have to be mentioned. Yep. They won on Thursday. Do we look at Minnesota having fired their offensive coordinator and put up 41 yesterday, but against a bad team?
Kirk Cousins still the quarterback.
Yeah, but he had a good – they ran the ball.
They ran the ball.
They ran it 40 times.
Ran for 220 yards.
Kirk Cousins only passed it 21 times.
Right. Well, so, when you're up 21-0 in the first quarter, it's easy.
One of the times he
carries.
Passed it was a pick six.
So are the Redskins formidable?
No.
With that defense?
No.
So listen to this in the AFC.
The Cowboys lost. Which look like a the Cowboys
killed.
And Seahawks, they lost.
You got killed.
Oh, they got shut out.
Shut out. Right.
So Tony, the Kansas City Chiefs now,
they can't stop anybody.
They are at Seattle. Okay, that's not an easy game for anyone. They're at Seattle, I think, next Sunday night.
So the Chargers, if they lose that game, the Chargers can take over.
Well, the Chargers host Baltimore, which is a good game,
it's a tough game,
potentially
yes,
losable.
Baltimore's a good team.
The Texans, if both of those teams lost those games, which
Eagles.
Is believable, and the Texans were to beat the Eagles, which
that's
is not
in
an easy
Philadelphia.
Game. Correct. But then all of a sudden you've got an AFC where the Texans are the number one seed after 16 weeks.
Patriots are currently the third seed, correct, Gary?
Yes.
Correct.
The Patriots are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in these two games in a row, they gave up a lot of points, and Tom Brady did not
look mortal.
He looked bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked bad. He didn't look like Tom
once
Brady.
He made that amazing pass to Edelman, and you thought, well, they're going to win.
They
and then he overthrew three people.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they weren't open per se, but he threw it 10 feet over Gronkowski's head twice.
To your
Gronkowski
opening point.
He got doubled the whole game.
Yeah.
He only had two catches. They got and Brady looks for Edelman all the time.
Yep.
So if you watch this, if I see this, A defensive coordinator is going to see this and right. know how to stop it.
I know that there are better teams than this, but I watched a fair amount of the Colts game.
They look pretty good.
They look good.
But the week before, no points.
Luck threw zero touchdowns in that game, which is fascinating.
It's just a week-to-week league. It really is. And anyone can, I mean, this week there were seven or eight, literally half the slate was one possession games.
If you want to know what is even, and the Redskins are mathematically alive.
Oh,
and by the way, if they go to Tennessee and win and then get the Eagles at home, they're mathematically alive to at that point 9-7 and get in.
That place would be 70% full at that rate.
More amazing, the Browns are mathematically alive. They're 6-7-1, and Greg Williams, where the second G stands for genius, it might. He's done great. They could do a lot worse than extend him a contract to coach that team. And all the people in the world, the Michael Wilbons of the world who hate Baker Mayfield, he's good.
Yes.
Done very well.
He's good.
Yeah. The splits on Baker Mayfield with Hugh Jackson and without him are remarkable. He looks like
Goff-like.
He's 10 times better.
It's like Goff
without
with Fisher.
Which is
and
fascinating
McVay.
Because Greg Williams is a defensive guy.
He is.
So it's kind of like, what was Hugh doing there?
Well, Greg Williams is probably in the coaching Mayfield.
I just barely mentioned this. Aaron Rodgers. It looks like something's
he
wrong.
He looks disinterested.
I think
that's
what it is.
Looks hurt, didn't he?
I thought he looked hurt.
He does. He's always sort of pouting, and it looks like he's always raising his arm. A receiver, he goes, what are you doing?
Yeah. What
are you doing? And Aaron Rodgers he doesn't look particularly good. I know he's great.
I don't know if you saw or read his comments after the game, but he had, I thought, a very telling quote. And his face, if you saw him say this, told a lot more, where he said, it's like that old adage where I keep getting older, but they're staying the same age.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he was basically addressing his mortality and saying he sees it slipping.
Yeah, get
in front
me some
of him.
Players.
It was weird
here.
When he said, "In the end, we're all dead."
Speaking of opposing defenses, to clarify,
I want to just say this.
If you
one
can hear
thing.
This whisper, you're dying.
I believe that who was it? Chuck Todd? No, Chuck Todd took the Redskins.
Yes, right. He did.
If you took Jeff Ma, who continues to take the Jets, and time he gets involved in a Cleveland game, he loses it every single time. You can't take the Jaguars and give seven. They can't
Not on Monday.
Score.
No.
They can't score. You're asking them. You're saying their defense is okay. Their defense is fine. Not as good as it was when what you thought. They can't get 21 or 28. They can't get you to a position where you can comfortably lay seven.
I can't interest you in 9 of 17 for 57 yards and a pick.
Is that Cody Kessler?
How bad must they believe Bortles to be?
Awful.
Because Kessler
They shut
stinks.
Him down.
Oh, yeah.
But Kessler is terrible.
I don't think
he's available.
There's no way they lose that game with Blake Bortles.
They're getting Joe Flacco or somebody else. They're done with Blake Bortles.
Yes.
This is maybe they get Eli Manning.
You don't go to Bortles in the second half there? They were terrible. He was terrible.
They were winning the whole second half.
That's true.
You know.
It's just awful. So,
Redskins found their quarterback of the future, though. So,
the one
Josh Johnson.
Well,
It's the first game he's played in since 2013,
he's
not coming last week.
First start 9 years or something.
What?
Fresh legs, man.
First time he's ever won as a starter.
But how about this?
What?
First time for everything.
A little contrarian take on this. How about the fact that when faced with the choice of choosing him or Sanchez, they chose Sanchez and told him to take a hike? It was only after then Colt McCoy got hurt.
That's right.
You know, they said, we'll bring you, and you were the second guy we chose.
That's right.
He seemed, and this is also troubling to me. They keep talking about how... Well, two interesting things. Number one, he played Madden to get to know his teammates' names, which I think is
terrific.
Funny. My kid loves that.
That's good.
But that he's very familiar with the offense because he played with Gruden in Tampa 10 years ago or whatever. So he knows the plays. And I'm thinking,
are they the same
we're
plays?
We're running the same plays as Butcher was running in Tampa Bay 10 years ago?
Really?
Yep.
Come on.
That's the argument.
Hasn't the league evolved a little bit since then?
Let's take a break. By the way, Jared Goff? Yeah. Six picks in his last two games.
Yeah, that's not very good.
I mean, again,
Fisher was right about
seven,
it.
Seven and three.
The Chiefs, the Patriots, You going, well, I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not sure anymore.
This, this could be one of those years where, like, the Giants did a time, the Ravens did a time, where you just get a hot 9-7 wild card.
Seattle, somebody like that. You don't know. Baltimore, you don't know.
It's somebody with a good defense.
Yeah. So, yes, I think you need a good defense. I don't know that you can win defensively four games in a row, which you're going to have to do as a wild card. All right, so we'll take a break. Wilbon will join us when we return. I am Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
I think this is a new sponsor for us, Eero. Is that new, Michael?
We've read for them a few times.
I have them, by the way.
This episode, do you?
Yeah. Great.
This episode of the Tony Kornheiser Show is brought to you by Eero. Is it Eero or Eero? E-E-R-O.
Let's go with Eero.
Eero. The home Wi-Fi system that ensures a fast, reliable connection in every room, even the backyard, if that you consider that a room. Eero offers more than just fast Wi-Fi. They also offer protection with an Eero Plus subscription. Eero Plus combines the best security features and tools to keep your personal information and devices safe. Eero Plus offers the ability to block malicious and unwanted content across your entire network, giving you total network protection. And by checking the sites you visit against a database of millions of known threats, Eero Plus prevents you from accidentally visiting malicious sites without slowing anything down. Eero Plus automatically tags sites that contain violent, illegal, or adult content, so you can choose what your kids can and cannot visit right in the Eero app. Chris, they write that the favorite Eero Plus feature they want me to say it is the ad blocker, but do you use that?
I don't know that we have Eero Plus, but we do have it as our Wi-Fi system. I have three of them, so I have like a main one and two outlets.
So you like
the Wi-Fi is outstanding. It's new. Last month. I really like it. And I will tell you, I knew nothing about it. The guy who we hired to do our AV recommended it.
Okay.
So it comes highly recommended, not just from a dummy like me, but from a guy who knows things.
With Eero Plus, you can get rid of annoying ads and pop-ups on all your devices. Ad blocking also improves load times for ad-heavy sites so you can browse and stream faster than ever before. They wanted me to talk about my personal experience, which is why I went to Chris, because he's truly got it. Eero truly is a game changer, but don't take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. Never think about Wi-Fi again. Get $100 off the Eero base unit and two beacons package. And 1 year of Eero Plus. That sounds very good. I don't know what
I wish I had known. Honestly, Tone, I wish I had known that, because that's the setup we have.
This is not the bacon package, which McManus would want. This is the beacons package.
The beacon package, right.
Plus, you get 1 year of Eero Plus. Visit Eero.com, Eero.com/Tony, and at checkout, enter the promo code Tony. That's Eero, Eero.com/Tony, promo code Tony.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is sent to us by Matthew Schell, who just produced this. This is Tiffany Alvord. It's her jazzy holiday release of Silent Night. Now, we are apparently allowed to do this because
Silent Night is in the public domain. I mean, it was written a very long time ago, and no one can claim. There's like a statute of limitations on when somebody can sort of squat on a song.
So anybody out there who wants to sing Silent Night, send it to us.
Yeah.
Probably America the Beautiful, too. It's been written a long time ago.
Yeah, we'll have to check on that, but probably.
Happy Birthday.
Fantastic. Michael Wilbon joins us now.
No, we don't.
I did not talk to Wilbon yesterday. Our phones crossed in the night a few times. But let me say this. He called Bears over Packers loud and strong all week long. Did it on the PTI show. Did it to everybody who would listen. Said the Packers are not going into Chicago and winning that game. You were very definitive about that. You've got to feel like you're sitting on a team that has a chance now.
Yeah, Tony, I do feel that way. And I thought that two of the, probably two of the three games that the Bears have had recently, not in order, but the Vikings in Chicago, that was a must win. I'm not going to say the Rams was a must win, but they had to play well. They got away with one because the defense played spectacularly. And then yesterday, I likened this to you, I think, in a text. Maybe I'd said it to somebody else, but there's the two most gratifying things if you follow Chicago sports, and there are a lot of people who do who aren't even in Chicago anymore. The two most gratifying things you can do are beat the Cardinals and beat the Packers. And if you can't do that, people are not going to fall in love with you and stay in love with you. And so, you know, I've seen now two of the best victories for my teams in the last, 10 years. And that was the Cubs eliminating the Cardinals from the playoffs in 15. Even though they lost the Mets in the NLCS, that's okay. They beat the Cardinals. And then beating the Packers yesterday was that was more enjoyable, Tony, for us than beating the Rams last week. And the Rams are a much, much better team, obviously. So those two things were necessary. If the Bears had lost to the Packers at home yesterday, I would have had doubt about what they were capable of going forward. And the way they won, it's not that they only won by seven. Was it seven?
Yeah. 24-17.
It was that they beat up Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is my favorite quarterback. It's embarrassing for a Bears guy to have his favorite quarterback, maybe top three of all time, Aaron Rodgers. But the Bears defense beat him up, took him out. I think it was five sacks, and the hurries and the hits and it was pretty formidable. Not 2006 defense of Urlacher and Lance Briggs and Peanut Tillman, and it's certainly not the 85 defense, but it's pretty damn good.
So let me get to this, because I opened the show with this, among other things. The two best quarterbacks in the last 5 to 10 years that we all concede are the two best quarterbacks are Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. They're Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Both had opportunities late in the game, which is what their calling card is. And both, you know, did not do it and did not come close to doing it. They did not. In the case of the Patriots, they were also really hurt by an unbelievable amount of offensive penalties. Just an unbelievable amount of, yeah, you know, false starts and stuff like that. But you watch the same shows I watch, and you see Rodgers and Brady like this right now. What do you think?
Two things. One, they're both in decline. And the second thing is Rodgers can reverse this, I think, for a bit. Not forever. Not even as long as Brady. But again, Tony, great defense. What's the team? There are two teams that have more success, and I'm not talking about the fluky in Miami record, but two franchises have more success against the Patriots than others. And it starts with the Ravens, because they will hit Tom Brady in the mouth.
The Giants had success, too.
Well, the Giants is a smaller sample size, because they don't. The Ravens do this every year. They hit them. Now, the Bears haven't had much at all against the Packers. I think the series is like 97-95. I'm pretty sure that's the total right now. 97-95 all time against the Packers and Bears. But you have to have people, Tony, willing to, when you play them twice a year, just go after Rodgers and Brett Favre going back. And so Rodgers has to contend with that. He was facing a great defense yesterday. But I think Tom Brady's in decline.
I agree with that. I forgot something. The Michael Wilbon interview is brought to you by Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. I'm doing that a little bit late, but okay. Let's get back to the Bears, because in the last couple of weeks we have seen, and again I opened with this, we've seen the Chiefs and the Patriots and the Rams, teams that a month ago we thought were great teams. We've seen them all lose games, if not multiple games, lose important games. The Bears, on the other hand, yes, they lost to the Giants, but they've won these other three games that are pretty darned impressive. Where are you on Nagy now, who you hated at the beginning of the year? Where are you on Trubisky now, even with all those draft picks?
Nagy has done a phenomenal job, okay? Phenomenal. He is going to get a lot of votes and maybe the coach of the year. But he does some weird stuff, man. Like, when you got that defense, yesterday, Tony, he resorts to two plays. A fake punt,
yes,
which was stopped. And the defense just basically, and again, this is why the comparisons come up between 85 and 06. It didn't matter what Ditka did. It didn't matter what the offensive side of the ball did. They were going to just say, fine, short field, take this fist in the mouth. That's what the defense made up for Nagy. And another, a third and one. You got guys who can run and pick that up, including your quarterback. he tries a quarterback split out wide to the left.
Yeah.
Snap it to Jordan. Stop.
Tariq, I think, yeah.
Stop. But it made me crazy because with that also comes a guy who's put the Bears in a better position offensively than any coach probably ever.
And whose offensive players seem to love him.
Yeah, seem to. They love him. They should.
Yeah. Seem to love him. What about Trubisky?
Trubisky, to me, was great yesterday. He doesn't need to throw for 450. He doesn't have to be Drew
Brees.
That's
right. That's right.
He threw for 235, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He ran. He had a pocket presence. He had command of his team. And it was easier to do because without him, they lost that game to the Giants. And so they're on board with Trubisky. I forget what I thought. I mean, Trubisky has been – look, Tony, I'm at the point now where there were people two weeks ago expressing doubt about Trubisky. I'm like, stop. Stop it. We get a quarterback like once every 40 years.
Yeah.
And this guy seems to be pretty damn good.
Let's go to the other big – the biggest game, I think, of the weekend was Patriots-Steelers. And you had that one too. I went the other way. I thought the Patriots would win that game. You had that one, too. What did you see in that one?
Well, that was easier. The Patriots are not great.
No, they're not.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
And they're not going to get to the Super Bowl. And I never say that. You know what? Every year, I tell you on the air and privately, the Patriots are going to win.
They're not.
They're not going to win. And I tell you some things, Tony, so that I think. And I don't know what the, you know, I stayed up reading everything. I was just into Bears Packers yesterday. I have the 80-inch TV on Red Zone, and I have the Bears in a corner TV, and the Redskins in a corner TV. The Redskins didn't even make my playlist yesterday, even though it's a nice win for them to go on the road.
Yes,
but I had Bears Packers on 80-inch TV all day long. I didn't pay much attention to anything else except Steelers Patriots later. And the Patriots, Brady's reduced.
He is?
And Gronk is reduced.
Well, you double-team him, you take him out. He's done.
No, but I mean, they double-team Travis Kelce. They can't take him out.
Yeah, that's right.
Lots of guys get double-teamed.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the Steelers have people who get double-teamed. Antonio Brown. How's that working for opposing defenses? It ain't. They double-team Juju Smith-Schuster. How's that working out? It doesn't matter. So Gronk is reduced. And it's probably all the injuries he's had, probably, and people know how to defend him better. I mean, he's not the best tight end anymore. Travis Kelce is that in the league. And Tom Brady's reduced. Nobody wants to say it. I feel bad saying it. It sounds dumb. But Tom Brady's not what he was last year.
No.
And this is why.
It doesn't appear to.
When people say he's going to play till 50. No.
No, he's not.
He's not. And so we may see what it looks like is Father Time is catching up with Tom Brady. It's supposed to. There's no tragedy. You know, the guy, to me, he's still a marvel. He's still going to put two people in his pocket before they're done. You know, he's still going to probably win a game or two that we just go, how do you do that?
Yeah.
But, and Belichick makes seemingly mistakes now. Yeah. Brady's mistake yesterday was...
The interception was terrible.
Like, it was unreal.
But terrible.
He copped to it. I loved it. And he basically said, that's on me. That was just stupid.
Yeah, it's bad.
And so now I want to see. I'm not saying the Steelers are going to win. I'm not saying that. And maybe I shouldn't dismiss New England so quickly. But their record at home in the playoffs is stunning. And their record
they're
on the road.
They're 0-5 on the road.
Is, you know? Yeah.
They're 0-5 this year on the
how
road.
How about back-to-back losses in December for a Belichick
It just
team.
Never happens.
I mean, the old Patriots would have the opportunity to go into Pittsburgh and effectively end their season.
That's right.
And knowing that the Steelers would be a threat to them.
Well, they had that. Had they won that game.
Right. No,
yes,
I'm saying.
But they would have closed it out.
I'm saying in years past, they would have gone and
taken
care of the Steelers.
They had the opportunity.
Yeah,
they did not.
One contender gone.
They probably wouldn't have gotten to this point either with some of a couple of the losses. And a couple of times they should have lost this year. In addition, they're a little more than a .500 team.
No, you're right. Let me get to one other thing. Just the fact that two teams that I know you like because they are defensively oriented, which you have to be in December and January. You know, you can score 54, but you can't give up 52. I mean, you have to be defensively oriented. Seattle and Dallas both lost. Dallas didn't score a point, and they don't have a good offense.
Dallas is not any good.
They're not.
People went too crazy over Dallas. I know their defense, their scoring defense, is the best in the league going into yesterday. And giving up 22, was it 22, 23? That's not a shame. Even you know,
no, 22 is okay, but you don't score.
Indianapolis is coming on.
Yes.
But Dallas is not. Dallas is not with. They're going to win that division, and once you get in, anything's possible, I guess. So I don't want to badmouth it too much, and I'm not part of the, you know, sort of.
Well, if you want to look, yeah, I'll end this here. If you want to look, Mike, at a hot team right now, a team that has won either 3 or 4 or 4 or 5, and the one they didn't win to Kansas City, they went to overtime, that's Baltimore. And they're doing it with a quarterback who is at best a 50% passer.
Well,
and they're doing it.
Again, the people who are talking about firing John Harbaugh.
What are you talking about?
Look in the mirror this morning and say, yeah, I was stupid.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You know, I was stupid to even think of firing John Harbaugh. But Tony, you know, the teams you mentioned, I don't. Tell you something else. It's not because they lost, but the Rams, I now know what I want to happen. You know, I want the Bears to sit people next week. There's a loss yesterday that nobody outside of Chicago's paying attention to it. Eddie Jackson, who's the.
On the interception, he turned his ankle.
Maybe the second most important Bear defender.
Turned his ankle.
After Khalil Mack. He may be ahead of Akeem Hicks. He had a bad ankle injury yesterday when he intercepted that pass.
Yep.
And he was thinking too much about doing the right thing and getting down. If he had just run that thing out and gotten hit or to the sideline, I don't think he suffered that injury. But if he can't play, and he's not going to play the next 2 weeks, because the Bears have clinched now, they're at San Francisco, they're at Minnesota, it doesn't matter. They go 10-6 instead of 12-4. But if he can't play, the Bears can't win. And this is the kind of thing that happens. But they can beat the Rams. Yeah. And the Rams, I think, you know, I told you earlier in the year, I thought two teams had peaked too early. The Rams and the Saints. And you might throw Kansas City in there, too. I'm not sure. But the Rams and the Saints peaked too early. And I think both of them are going to really get tested. The problem is, one of them would have to get tested by the Cowboys. So the Cowboys have to get upset. And somebody has to be a little bit hotter in the NFC in order to beat New Orleans. But I think those teams are, I'm not saying they're going to lose, I'm saying they're going to be challenged.
All righty, we'll see you later.
All right, Tom.
Michael Wilbon, boys and girls, he'll be on the PTI show in studio, which is good. We have news when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Tony Kornheiser Show.
Here's the rest of the Lowe's ad that I stuck in the middle and just forgot to do it at the top. Lowe's is my new go-to destination where I can explore the latest innovative Craftsman products, including their new V20 power tool battery platform. I love to explore that.
Yeah.
I go all the time.
Yes, you were talking to us.
Show me that.
Yes.
Craftsman's V20 cordless power tool lineup features a high-capacity lithium battery that's part of Craftsman's interchangeable battery system. If you're not interchangeable, don't even talk to me. So it works with all tools in their V20 lineup, giving you the runtime you need and the power you deserve. The one battery system works on multiple products, making the V20 lineup easy to use and versatile. V20 brushless power tools, if you're not talking brushless, are proudly made in the USA with global materials in Charlotte, North Carolina. All have brushless motors delivering high efficiency, better runtime, more power, and greater durability for all your projects. You can explore the entire Craftsman V20 lineup at your local Lowe's store or visit Lowe's.com/Tony. That's Lowe's.com/Tony. Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is sent to us by either Mike Binder or Mike Binder. I don't know. And he writes, I'm a longtime listener to both your podcast and the music of my good friend Kevin Mock, half of the duo of Wadlow and Clore. They have lots of great music, but also this lovely little Christmas tune. I will use it to wish everyone at the show a wonderful holiday season and say thanks for your amazing show. You can reach Kevin Mock, for formal permission to play this song. We got this, right? What
we
is
should
the
probably
name
do
of
that.
This song?
What's that?
It's Alan Waldo Williams. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, yes.
It's Christmas time.
Yes.
So we're playing Christmas songs all week.
Well, as much as we can.
That's fine. Original Christmas
songs.
What's
the name of the band?
The name of the band seems to be Wadlow and Clore. W-A-D-L-O and Clore.
It's like a law firm.
K-L-O-R, yeah.
Wadlow and Clore.
Yeah, Michael, if people You want to send in original music like this, how do they do so?
Send us your music by emailing it to jingles@tonykornheiser.com.
And with people in the gift-giving business, and we want them to give gift cards to Chatter, but if they want to spend a little bit more money, what is on sale?
You are going
to
be opening a lot of wine with all these holiday parties and having to deal with extended family coming to town, so go get the official Wine Tyrant corkscrew. You can look at the bottle saver, but I don't think you'll need it. And I'm not sure when it'll arrive, but go check out Johnny O. We're wearing the Sully pullover today. I'm in a nice seafoam green.
It's beautiful. It's very nice. I already complimented Michael on
this. This will pair nicely with the Ellis button down, which has the official tweener button. I think Saliza might be wearing it today.
Oh, I have mine on, yeah. Tweener activated.
Go to JohnnyO.com and use the code TKGIFT. And again, we're going to take a look at all these December sales proceeds, and we're going to hopefully share a nice big check with our friends at the First Tee of Greater Washington, D.C. They're doing great work.
Very good.
Nigel, I thought we were pocketing that money.
It's a plan B. Yes, Mr. Tony, we start off with
that
some college basketball. I know this is a game you had your eyes on.
We lost. Youngstown State beat us.
Yeah. Now, the story of this game or match, as I believe you guys call
yes,
them,
that's right.
In this country.
Set.
Only 17 points for the Bearcats in the first half, but they responded very well. Scored 31 to cut it to a 10-point deficit, but couldn't quite get over.
Where did we play that game?
That was, I believe that
was at a gym. Home.
Was that on Bailey Court?
Is that a home game?
Yeah, it was at the Dr. Bailey Court.
Oh. We're terrible. Look. Yeah. I love my school. We have one D1 win this year over Sacred Heart. That's all we've got. Our record is like 3-8.
3-8, yes.
And now
yes.
We have Michigan tomorrow.
Yes.
We're not going to win that game.
Is it Michigan?
Actually, I think it's...
Is it at Bailey Court?
I think it's Notre Dame, isn't it?
We have Notre Dame. We're not going to win that game either.
Yes.
We're not going to beat either
attitude.
Notre Dame or Michigan. Yes, I have a bad attitude.
Yeah. Yes, and you go into it losing.
Yes. By the way, can I just compliment Claire Natola, the cookie?
The cookies are fantastic.
Tremendous.
She's a great cook. Great cookie cooker.
Fantastically.
By the way, I do want to point out that Kayla, the big potato, Stewart, led you guys with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 block shots.
It's almost nice. A triple-double.
Yeah.
Messed around and got a triple-double.
Regular Giannis.
Yeah. To basketball, we'll talk about the Washington
Cat
basketball.
We were there already. So yeah, staying in basketball.
Yeah, staying.
Good transition.
Moving up a level, some might say.
Professional basketball.
Leg. Right.
The Wizards decided to make a trade over the weekend that first didn't happen. And then it did happen. And the reason it didn't happen at first was because they got the name wrong of the guy who... There was a three-way trade with Memphis.
There were two guys named Brooks.
So great.
Dylan and Marshawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently...
So great.
Phoenix wanted one player, and the Grizzlies said no, they would actually... We didn't want to trade him.
Well, it was a three-team trade, and the other teams foolishly allowed the Wizards to play operator.
Can I get to this trade?
All the makings of a madcap comedy.
I want to get to this trade. They wanted Trevor Ariza, and they wanted Trevor Ariza for defense. But they also wanted Trevor Ariza because his contract is expiring.
Yes. And he's not Kelly Oubre.
So, right. So we'll get to all of these things. There must be some long-term plan for the Wizards that I'm unaware of. Because when you trade off people to get someone with an expiring contract, it's because you have your eye on someone or something. Now, it is also possible that they looked around at Sam Decker in practice even and said, you know what? Sam Decker's pretty good. We're okay with Sam Decker, so we don't need Kelly Oubre. There's people miss on Kelly Oubre, and here's what they miss. He's all about his own stats. He's a completely selfish basketball player. He can score, he can rebound, but he doesn't care. That's why Bill Self said, please go after 1 year. Please go. Kelly Oubre's statistics don't tell the story of his worth to the team. I think he's not a great, me personally, I think he's not a great team player who takes shots sometimes at the very, very wrong time. They wanted to get rid of him because they don't want to pay him.
No.
His rookie contract is up. They're going to have to pay him. They made a mistake with Otto Porter, maxing him out. They got three max players, and they made a mistake there. And that gives them really – they have no movability. They got nowhere they can go, so they got rid of him, and they got rid of Austin. They brought in Austin Rivers for an hour.
Yep.
And they just said, okay, you get out of here, too.
He's awfully chatty. Can we throw him in the deal?
You get out of here, too. They got rid of two players – to bring in an old guy who isn't as good as he used to be.
Who they stupidly let walk away.
Oubre reminds me, I watch a lot of Wizards. Oubre reminds me a little bit. He's a he's a more skilled version, but to your point, he reminds me of Swaggy P, Nick Young, which is like,
yes.
You look at the line, you're like, he had 17. But if you watch the game, it's like he spends more time on his elaborate made three celebration.
It's just
then, I mean, you're not gonna win with that.
That's
guy.
How I feel.
So for a few hours Saturday morning, I guess it was being reported that Friday night it was reported after the game they were told they were traded, and then it turns out the trade didn't go through because they had the wrong guy. And there were a few hours where you're thinking, well, how is this gonna shake out? And then of course. You hear they got traded, which they had to be traded at that point.
Oh, at that point, you're right. Right. Yeah. Oh, you don't like me.
But stick around. They actually did a decent job to manage to still get rid of him and get the guy that they wanted. Now, they opened themselves up to some potential embarrassment had Phoenix then flipped Oubre and gotten a better deal than Ariza. But to your point, Ariza's a good addition because they need that type of player.
Well, Decker had 20.
He did.
Last night.
And Wall had 14.
Maybe because Ariza wasn't there and Markieff Morris didn't play. They won by a lot last night. They beat the Lakers. It's a big win for them.
But,
and John Wall had a great night. He had 40 points, 14 assists, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals. He had a great night. And you know why he had that great night? Because he knows that there was a rumor out there that he could be traded even up for Lonzo Ball. And he's saying to LeBron James, "I can come get me. Here
Lonzo,
I am.
Lonzo had, I think, 10.
Come, huh?
Lonzo had 10 points.
Come get me. Because I'll help you in Los Angeles win a championship." That's what that... Am I wrong on that?
The only thing about Wall, I always thought he could be traded. But it's not just a super max. It's also, and maybe all those deals have this, but there's also a trade kicker in it that if he gets traded,
it's more money.
You pay him 50% more, 25%. You pay him more money. Wow.
So much money.
I mean, it's just... Maybe the Lakers don't care.
What else?
And again, we're pro Lonzo Ball coming to Washington. And LaVar Ball. Bring them.
Yeah.
Bring them all.
Well, so the moral of the story is load up on the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow night who host the Wizards. Who are the kings of coming out and laying an egg after a game.
The Atlanta Hawks are
like
terrible.
Eight wins are terrible, too.
The Capitals win again. They win in a shootout, and this is notable.
Alexander Ovechkin has 30 goals in the last 3 games.
Leading the league.
Has scored in 6 straight games, now has 29 goals and 32 games.
How old is he, Nigel? 33?
He's 54.
He's on pace for something like 73 goals at the moment. It's
Good again.
They're ahead in their division. They're third or fourth in their conference. I thought they would tank. I thought you win it, you tank, but no.
No, they're right back in there. Mr. Tony, it looks like an end of an era here in Washington, D.C., that 2019 motorcycle rally known as Rolling Thunder will be the last in Washington, D.C. They say it's the costs have become too much. Some of the younger members don't seem to have the same energy and appreciation for what the ride is supposed to be. As one guy said, "Yeah, I think they just want to ride down Pennsylvania Avenue in the motorcycles without anyone yelling at them." And they said they've also gotten a lot of flack from the Pentagon as they try and start the rally
and levitate the Pentagon. And levitate, which everybody tries to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
So does this affect you in any way? Do you care?
Makes traffic easier, but it does for that day. To me, that is a show of care for veterans. That is something, even though it inconveniences me, I think it's a good thing. So I'm sorry that it goes away.
And I don't think it does go away.
You think someone will step in and say, we need to keep this?
Well, I think even if it's not officially organized, I think extemporaneously people will come.
People will come, Ray.
That's a great event.
They did talk about doing this more in a localized effort throughout your country, you know.
What else you got?
Did you want to talk about any other NFL games?
No.
No? Okay.
Tennessee, shutting out the Giants.
Tennessee's good.
Could the weather have looked any worse there? I mean, it was what we had Saturday and just drenching down.
But yesterday it rained all over me as well yesterday.
Yes, it was miserable.
And by the way, they're saying that Thursday and Friday in D.C., soaking rain. Soaking rain.
Well,
I mean,
Michael and I
were in the car yesterday. We're driving down... Brookville Road.
Bradley. Oh, Brookville. Okay, so we're closer to the 2015.
And what did you see on the right-hand side?
Flooding.
An arc.
No, a guy's house.
6 inches of water.
His front yard.
In the yard.
I drive, because I live in Virginia, I drive over the bridge, chain bridge, to get here. I have not seen the Potomac as flooded in
raging.
That area, and the river, I mean, like legit rapids. I mean, it rained 3.5 or 4 inches this weekend.
We got coming home from my mom Saturday night on Zion Road, upper Montgomery County. We got turned around because a stream had actually flooded and overtaken the road. I mean, it was messy.
So yeah, and apparently even a llama got stuck in the mud.
A llama?
A llama, wow. Yes, near the Patuxent River in the Mink Hollow area.
Wait, what is a llama doing here?
Going to Tori's house?
Sure.
Right. It's right at Tori's.
And actually, the story doesn't really go into
why would you need details on that?
Yeah. It just says that officials had to rescue this llama and help the owners rescue, and then it goes on to
well,
say.
Maybe it wanted to be there.
Yeah. I'm assuming he was getting out to, you know, big hitter, the llama.
Yeah, big hitter. By the way, I don't know
foot.
If Chris knows this. George Mitrovich, big fan of the show, does football notes.
Oh, sure.
Does
we love George. We love George.
Loves you.
Oh, that was a turn.
Doesn't George right. went point by point on the Donald Trump quotes that you pulled out over the weekend.
Oh, from the Fox interview.
Yes. Well, yes.
That was
and
a
he
doozy.
Said you killed it. He loved you.
George Mitrovich.
Yes. Loves you.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's new
him
shtick
and my
for you.
Mom.
You're pulling out Trump quotes now from an interview?
Yeah.
All right. We will get out of here. We'll come back with Old Guy Radio, in which I will describe in terrible detail the event that Michael and I had yesterday.
Worst Sunday ever.
At the Apple Store. And even though Bill Isaacson
my
will
God.
Say,
why?
Bill
why?
Isaacson will say, come on, this is,
thought it was
they're my
store.
Clients. No, it just.
Bill Isaacson's going to be just fine, Tone.
Didn't work for me. All right, I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the 23andMe ad, and now through December 25th, which is about a week away, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. It's named for the 23 pair of chromosomes that make up our DNA. 23andMe Health and Ancestry Service includes 90-plus personalized genetic reports that offer DNA insights on what makes you unique. And here's how you do it. You simply spit into the tube provided in your 23andMe kit. Register your sample to your personal 23andMe account. In a few weeks, receive your personalized online reports. Now, they're apparently angry at me. They want me to be specific.
Yes, they have named
knocking
you.
Down the fourth wall.
They want me to be specific. So I will specifically say that apparently I have the genetic muscle composition common in elite power athletes, though I am not
nice.
An elite
that
power
one
athlete.
Yeah, we
I
talked
mean,
about that.
I had
a
absolutely
time.
No idea.
Yes.
I've got that.
You
if
look
I've
at your biceps
in your tongue.
If I've got probably. It, you can get it too, because I'm the least likely person to have it.
Steroids
you can
are working
get it too.
Tom.
And apparently, although I sneeze, and I do sneeze, I'll sneeze 15 times in a row, often when eating chocolate.
Yes.
I'll eat that.
Huh.
But I am less likely to sneeze at bright light. This is another thing that they tell you. If you, how likely are you to sneeze in bright light? How likely are you to move around in sleep? I don't move much in sleep.
Interesting.
I guess
it reveals that you are less likely to move when you are asleep.
So there you go. So this is, I must have genetic
verified.
Markers for these specific things. I hope this makes the client very happy. Okay, I hope 23andMe is happy that I'm revealing myself to them and
seems
to the
like
world.
You're not saying it in the happiest voice.
Well,
because
I don't know.
I'm no body language expert.
Well, I'm just saying that I mean, I don't. What? This is for you to get your stuff. What do you care about my
May
stuff?
May I add one piece?
Yes.
So I've been bringing my wife, Liz, and the baby boy, Bootsy, over to see Dad. And over the weekend, I just get this as a text message.
This is true.
Are you coming to visit me so often because the 23andMe report revealed that I'm literally at the end or near the end.
Oh, smart. Yeah. Cozy up to you near the end.
I said, hey,
when I changed your will, I brought this note in public.
That I see them, but I just, you know, I am a suspicious.
And I never brought it up again. And then you brought it back 2 days later.
And just, anyway. So it's maybe true. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andme.com/Tony. Use the numbers 23andMe. 23andme.com/Tony. Again, that's 23andme.com/Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
These are the Beatles. This is Old Guy Radio. This is I Want to Hold Your Hand. This is the first big hit they had in America. In terms of critical commentary, if you don't like this song, just stop listening right now.
You hate, you don't like good things if you don't like
these
the
These are the Beatles.
I mean,
stop. Why are we playing this?
Because on this date in 1963,
this song, 5 years ago,
this song was played in America for the first time. It was the first Beatles song
Where
ever played.
Where was it
in
played
America.
First?
Right in here? Washington, D.C.
Is that right?
WWDC by a DJ by the name of Carol James. This was at the suggestion of a 14-year-old super fan by the name of Marsha Albert. Who wrote into the station and said, you should really play the Beatles. And then when they played this song. Yes.
I lived in New York at the time, and all the disc jockeys, when the Beatles hit, all the disc jockeys from the hour, like from 9 to midnight, because I used to be able to stay up because I was a kid.
Huh.
That's all they played was Beatles songs, and they tried to ingratiate themselves into the group. Murray Kaufman,
Murray the K,
used to call himself the fifth Beatle.
That's right.
And he just said it. I mean, they didn't know who he was. I mean, you know, those were
I prefer the German
no
version
collusion.
Of that tune.
Right.
So first time you heard that song, do you remember? Do you remember, like, what? You're making a face.
It
like,
was.
He definitely remembers.
It right. doesn't mean much now, but that was so different. To me, that was, from a music standpoint, when you saw the beginning to Star Wars,
right.
and you said, oh, my God, what is this? I've never seen this.
Yes.
As the words went backwards?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right.
That's what I want to hold your hand.
So it's like the first time Saliza saw One Direction.
So true. Yes. So true. Much.
And by the way, that no song collusion. Written in the Asher household when Paul was living there, when he was dating Jane.
With
in,
Peter,
in
older
a,
brother.
In a basement room that was sort of like the music room and that, he and John, as John said, eyeball to eyeball, wrote that together.
Wait, quick Asher eyeball. Question. Isn't yes. Wasn't the parents' music, weren't Peter and Jane Asher's parents music professors?
I think they were academics. And
Dr. Richard and Margaret Asher.
They were academics.
I think the mother recruited the guy who plays French horn on... Now I can't, but they knew they were big in the music world, which I had never
on Rubber Soul.
Yes, on Rubber Soul, which I had never realized. And she had found that guy who was like the preeminent French horn player.
Chuck
in
Todd's
England.
Dad.
Margaret right. was a professor at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama.
Okay, got
so,
it.
There All you right, go. So I want to just get to a bunch of holiday cards if I could.
Yeah, please.
From Kate and Alan Claffey and Kurt Carl and Cooper. They sent us a card. That's very nice. The Roy family, Casey, Nicole, Bryant, Peter, Hudson, Camden, Caroline, Hope, and baby number 7 due in March.
Oh, my. There's a regular Philip Rivers.
Coming at the
That's
Eskimo.
Peter Roy. He's a pastor.
Oh,
and then we have
wow.
from a lot of kids.
John Stadola and Kathy Frankel sent us a card making fun of Saliza.
Yeah, well, that's...
The Pappas family. Wow. Yeah. The Pappas family sent us a card. John, Emily, Grace, Alex, Molly.
Lovely family.
Joy and love from Steve, Jamie, Andrew, Theo, and Maddox.
Oh,
this is the Reuters family. The Ruffs, R-O-U-F-F.
Good
the Ruffs family.
The
this is very nice. Ashu and Marcia, or Marja, not Marcia, Marja. They Marja, sent us Marja, something. Marja. The Dollards, Bill and Lynn, Liam, Mora and Packy, the Ladder family,
Ladder,
which sent they sent
it.
Us a card. Eric Peterson sent us a card. Eric and Morena with a reindeer. They sent us a card.
How
in
about
the front.
That?
Bill, Cassie, and Lola sent us a card. The Zinzies in Red Lion, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Jim, Zinzies. Nicole, Evan, and Dash. They sent us a card. The Hagers, Hannah, Chris. Lucia
Bill
and Sadie sent us a card.
I would venture to say this was Bill LaHecca.
Is that Bill LaHecca?
Bill Cassie and Lola, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's Bill. Yeah,
we got a card. Marsha Potts, who also sent us a monkey, which I hold up because what's a holiday without a monkey?
Yeah, go have a monkey.
I thought it was really
scratch. Invitation to the wedding of Lisa Jane and Jonathan Lorne Frank. This is on the 30th of December
in
Washington, D.C. I'm just saying hello to everybody.
Yeah,
John and
great.
Lisa sent us stuff.
What an attractive people.
I got from Higgins said this is a card, a Hanukkah card to Chessie. I'm writing you in hopes of becoming the official pit bull rescue of the Tony Kornheiser Show. Tell your old man I was abandoned on the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, and rescued by someone who then sent me to a no-kill shelter in Revere and was stuck in a tiny crate for more than a year. I was finally adopted this past summer, now living in Rhode Island. My mom listens to the show and had a David Aldridge moment recently when she was driving in her car on the famous Route 95. Mr. Tony was talking about the original intern, PTI intern, Josh Maurer, and she nearly drove off the road. I know that guy, she said. Well, she doesn't really know him. She just knows of him because he was dating her cousin this past spring. My mom immediately proclaimed the bachelorette party would be a road trip to Chatter, but alas, the relationship did not last too long because he was always out of town because he broadcasts the Paw Sox, the Pawtucket Red Sox, along with, who was our guy?
I'm blanking on his name now.
Will.
His brother does
Will.
The Giants games.
Will.
Yes.
Yeah. Forget his last name.
All right, well, let's look up Will.
Rogers.
It wasn't Will Rogers. Also, Higgins he wouldn't let the cousin's dog into the apartment he was renting. This is Love Higgins. So, anyway.
I like this one with the reindeer, by the way.
Stevens, not Stevens. Yeah, the reindeer's
that's
great.
That's cool.
No,
yeah,
Fleming.
Will Fleming. Will Fleming, who was so nice to us. So, that's all of our things, except for one. I got in here on Saturday. I was just looking around. I knew we'd had a pretty good night. And, by the way, let me thank Michael Sands of Calvert Woodley, who helped us out because we needed to buy some vodka. Because we ran through, this is a wonderful problem to have gone
that's
through.
It's a really
vodka.
Good night.
Yeah. Awesome. That was a good night. Michael Sands like was
most powerful. Of that was Nigel. But
and I saw this
yes.
addressed to me, which I hold up for people
on
News Channel 8.
Yeah.
And the return address simply says the White House. Yeah. It says to Mr. Anthony I. Kornheiser, 5247 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, Washington, District of Columbia, 20015. Mm. That's the address of Chatter. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got to be in that address, but this is a White House card from Donald Trump. And Melania Trump and Barron Trump. It's auto-penned. I don't want to go crazy
right.
here.
Right.
But I got a card, and I'm on the list. Now, they don't have parties this year, right?
There not are no, for the press.
There are no,
the
press.
No, they do have parties, just not for the media. That's
so
right.
I was really happy to get that.
Yeah, sure.
Very I mean, cool. that was nice. And it's green, gold embossed on green background. So anyway, so I'm thank you for that.
I have to check mine, see if I got mine.
No, I don't know if you did. Anyway, so I had a terrible weekend because I couldn't play golf. And it was awful, and I couldn't do anything except watch TV and sit around and try to balance my checkbook and go to the bank and just be angry. I just spent the entire weekend angry. Michael said to me last week, let's get you a new phone. Because my old phone, which is his old phone.
We need
phone,
some material for
let's
this
get
show.
You a new
not
phone.
All
show
prep. Not all heroes wear capes,
so
Michael.
why don't you pick it up from there as to what we want to do? Because I looked at phones.
You've been complaining about the battery life of your iPhone 6S, which is my old phone and is a great phone to keep around if there's an issue. And I told you to go look at all the phones that the younger professionals at PTI have, so you can decide if you want the regular size, like the 6S, or if you wanted the Plus. And now that we're sharing so many photos of the baby boy, and you are, say, a little bit older and need things a little bit bigger, we were pushing you towards the Plus. I wanted to get this for you before you took your trip to Florida.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Oh, please, it's your show.
I had a book that had to be sent out yesterday. Nigel, did you see that book? It was
yes, I'm out of that.
So
yes.
Go ahead. So you got you wanted me to get a Plus.
Objection,
plus
Your
bigger.
Honor. Relevance.
Wow. Okay. So we got that taken care of.
Yeah. If there's any place you should never go the week before Christmas,
it's the Apple Store.
It's the Apple Store.
Literally the one.
Followed
place.
By Montgomery Mall, which, if you're not from the area, is just your standard.
Any weekend.
Suburban American mall.
Yeah.
I wanted to get this done for you. So my weekend was terrible because the amount of planning that went into this one event that you never knew about.
No.
I'm on the phone for their special holiday hours trying to reserve a phone, making sure they have one in stock. I wanted this to be concierge-level service. We show up, we give them a credit card, boom, we're out. You no longer can exist in public spaces. You walked through that mall like a ghost drifting through Christmas present, clinging to your briefcase.
Guns and Bible.
You don't know how to interact with people anymore.
I don't know how to interact with those people.
Oh, wow.
I know how to interact with people. I walked into the Apple Store, and there's two different uniforms. The guys and girls wearing red shirts, they come up to you, and they want to know what you're doing there. They can't help you.
They book you. They want to book
they
you.
They can't help you.
No.
And by the way, they look, I don't see people like this all the time. That's a look I don't see in the daily event of my life.
Red shirts.
The apple just, beanie. You know. That's playfully tossed to one side.
You know.
Hipsters is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then there are people in the black
jeans.
Sweatshirts or black t-shirts, and they can help you. We were incredibly lucky because I started complaining. We were incredibly lucky.
Feels out of character.
That one of the guys. Well, here, let me explain this because Michael is alluding to this. I'm going into a store with money.
a lot of money.
I know exactly what I want, and I want to buy it. I want to buy this phone. I had no idea it was that expensive, but okay.
So it checks
I'm in.
Out.
I'm going to buy a phone. I've never been in a store where you're ready to buy something,
yeah, it's a little
and then they ask you to go away.
Right.
Just go to that
take a
desk.
Number.
Yeah, go to that desk over there and stay out of the way of this family. Because this family, they're beginning, it's getting to be a line around where you are.
First issue for him, there's no
what?
Checkout counter.
Right.
And
yes.
the line is right. invisible.
Where's
so he does
the
not
cash
realize
register?
That we were in a queue. We were just off to the side. And this was like straight out of a corporate, difficult conversation. Sir, you are in a line. You will be helped. And eventually they put us off to a side with the
with
person
and saliva.
Who I believe is reserved for the older crowd who doesn't understand what's going on. And he was great.
Know.
He got us the phone.
Do
he put on the screen.
They got a geezer.
Yes.
A geezer
they're
attendant.
Like, sir, will you be paying with traveler's checks today?
I have some salt here.
I have the phone. I have the phone. The guy was nice. It was fine. Yeah. It's a little more expensive than I thought by about $300.
Did you pay cash?
Of course.
No, I gave him a credit card.
Oh, oh. Too
but,
bad.
I
missed opportunities.
When I walked out of there, I just honestly, I didn't know what was happening. Yeah. I was the foreign man. I saw angels in the architecture.
Yep.
Spinning
I
get
could
that.
Not wait to get out of that store.
You hand the phone to me, and this is the work that you don't understand. So I'm busy plugging in your Apple ID. I'm essentially mirroring your new phone so that it acts exactly like your old phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I needed help to do is I can take out your SIM card and replace that with a paperclip.
I didn't know what a SIM card
but
is.
It's a new piece of hardware. I didn't want to, say, scratch something or handle it.
So we asked the guy who had forgotten about us. He'd been nice for a while.
Right.
And we had a nice conversation about the SUNY schools and the CUNY
oh,
schools.
Oh, no, no.
And then he dumped me.
Your experience, the way you see the world, he's very polite. He's trying to make small talk. You're wearing a SUNY Binghamton hat.
Wearing Binghamton.
Oh, wow, that's great. Did you go there? Like... And Dad goes, why else would I be wearing the hat?
Oh, my God.
In
why
that
are you so
tone?
Confrontational? This is like the dry cleaners all over again.
I tried.
You can't take
I
me
tried.
Anywhere.
Oh, this is fine. No, no, you messed this up. I'm going to go find a different dry cleaner. Somehow she was upset by that.
Did you at any point say, is it like a VIP room that I could wait
you know
in?
Who I am?
Like
no.
Admiral's
After
Club?
About no. 5 minutes, Dad just goes, you know what? If it were up to me, I would hand
right
him
now.
The phone back and say, you know what? Cancel the sale.
Yeah.
Keep your phone.
Yeah. And then we went to other
Sorry,
stores.
Oh, no, it gets better. So I need to get him a phone case, and they don't have the right one. And Dad just keeps repeating,
no.
I have an OtterBox. I have an OtterBox. Like, no, Dad, you have a Tech 21 case.
Wapner at 5.
We're going, all they have.
Definitely Qantas.
All they have, Timpano. All they have are those cell phone case stores that are essentially appealing to the high school
oh, yeah.
crowd.
Right. Yeah.
Glitter
right.
phones, they've got
that
animal
want,
cases.
With the Redskin logo
all
on my phone.
Up.
So I go in, I leave Dad alone for 1 second.
Yeah.
Next
that.
Thing I know,
wandering
he's in
off.
The he's in the candy store
oh!
that's appealing to the 10-year-old boys that has the loose bin candy, and he's sticking his paw into the gummy bears.
Oh my!
$7.75 for maybe 40 gummy bears. The most expensive candy store in the history of the world.
It starts at $6.11. Dad goes, "Hey, Michael, do you have 11 cents?" No, Dad, I haven't carried change
since in my
middle
school.
22 years.
Right.
So he goes, "Okay, can you load in a few more gummy bears to get it to $7?"
And she went to $7.75.
Oh, well, that's...
they're not that good.
So we end up by getting him the correct case.
And somebody
the,
was nice. Oh they went God. To Hamilton College. They,
yes. So they finally,
took a
Dad gets some street
you.
Cred.
He posted it online.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Dad gets yeah. some street cred, and he's happy. The girlfriend is introducing her boyfriend, and Dad just goes, "Can I offer you some gummy bears?"
Oh what? My! God.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
Nope.
Were
not
they just
at
loose
all.
In your pocket?
If it was
no,
up to me, if it was
sorry,
up to me, I'd burn this mall
warm.
Down.
Oh, I don't want to go to another mall. Ever.
Hey, I've got some candy.
Done.
Yeah,
I'm done.
But that's right. Great. You can check that off your list. You don't need to do that anymore.
Went to mall.
Next
check.
Time you need a phone, you should do what you did here, and that's just buy the mall and then run it into the ground.
Yes.
The amount of planning to get the boy into the car seat to drive to your house
I was
to pick you up.
It was great. And then I did something on my own. At night, on my own, tell them what I did.
I get a call. The phone's up to my ear. It's not coming through the Cadillac. Well, yes, there's a Bluetooth. We'll not go into that. An hour later, I figured it out.
Wow! I did it!
You did it!
Out the Bluetooth?
That's big time. You hooked up your Bluetooth.
I had paired device. And then it
said,
you're moving.
I
won't
impressed.
Do it when you're moving.
You have to throw that into park.
So I went to a street and I stopped and I... Now I can use it.
Very nice.
That's a big day.
Is it possible the next time an outing like this occurs, you can just call me and I will trail you. I will not in any way interrupt the natural habitat. I just want
to
see.
Let
it.
Me bring it's a crew to document it.
It was I was unhappy in that store.
You got one La Cheeserie though.
I did, which was very nice. But I'm in there and I'm thinking, honestly, this is not for me. This is just not for me. Take me to Ingleside. Yeah. Put me in the big van.
Get him the jitterbug phone.
This is not for me.
Why do you think Michael was there? You know, your time's running short.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Anyway, so that was that. Had a lot of fun. And that's the highlight of my weekend. I mean, I didn't.
The low light of ours.
I'm sorry. I
love the SUNY comment. Oh. It's just so good.
Did you go there? Why else would I be wearing this hat?
Who are you?
He was jerk. A nice guy. No, he was nice. He was a very nice fellow.
Well, for a time.
And by the way,
here's $10. They don't have away from me.
They don't have their names.
Let
they
me
don't
point
put
out,
their names
at,
on badges.
At your age, you could have a kid and or grandkid who went or went there. That's a fair question to ask someone if that's why they're wearing the hat.
Okay.
You know.
But I didn't.
Here's $1,000. Never talk again.
For these exact
give him
moments.
Give the Jeff Ma treatment. Here's $50.
We're
bucks.
Out of
Walk
here.
Away.
Email and jingle when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Yes.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some for all of you folks.
That is, of course, the Cane Bay High School Choir in Somerville, South Carolina. It's beautiful. Let me thank Michael Wilbon for coming on the show today. Let me also thank the sponsors 23andMe, Lowe's, and Aero. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. We will be here all week.
Yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We will take next week off.
Can I give just a quick shout out to a local business who helped us out at the Braun Film and Video Studios in Herndon, where we need to do some networking, and I came across gentleman named Robert Baker from Space Age Consulting. You actually met him. He was in here a couple of weeks ago.
Touchdown maker.
And just did an awesome, awesome job for us at a tremendously competitive price. And just want to thank Robert and highly recommend him to anyone who has any sort of networking needs.
Jim Flynn in Colebrook, Connecticut. Tony, my wife has a kind of crush on Chuck Todd. She flatly refuses to believe that her hero boy admits to going into other people's bathrooms and reversing the polarity on toilet paper rolls that he considers improperly aligned. She's got to get with the program. Chuck Todd does that.
Feels strongly.
From Kelly Hodges in Richland, Washington, the woman to whom I'm related by marriage and I have a feud regarding the toilet paper roll. We both agreed that it should be in the over position. Instead, our feud is based on who changes the roll when it runs out. She claims falsely that whenever I use the last of a roll, I fail to replace it, which leaves her in a predicament if she doesn't notice the depleted roll before it's too late. Being the good husband that I am, I solve the problem. Instead of not replacing the roll out of forgetfulness or spite, I replace it, but in the under orientation, letting her know that I was nice enough to replace it, but not in the manner she would approve. This serves two purposes. One, motivation for me to replace the roll, since I know it will leave her slightly upset, but not reaching DEFCON 1 mode. And two, it leaves evidence that I, in fact, changed the roll, acquitting myself of all false accusations.
That's nice. I will just use the roll itself and then leave literally nothing on the spool to really stick it to them.
I've been listening to your show for some 10 years, and nothing has given me the joy that came from hearing my brother is finally losing his hair. As a man who inherited my father's thin, brown, uninteresting goyim hair, I could only envy my younger brother who had my mother's gorgeous jet black curly Jewish locks, at one point even rocking an immaculate fro. Mm. When my own hairline sounded the retreat at age 15, I bit the bullet, shaved it all off, and have been a proud bald man ever since. But shortly after the age of 24, my brother's curls didn't slowly retreat. They fell out in the space of 6 months. That was some 15 years ago now, but the song reminded me of that ecstatic time in my life, made me burst out laughing hysterically in my office, leading me to explain to my coworkers why my brother losing his hair brought me great joy. They seem to look at me differently since. Edith Saliza, and this is Jan, who is the official Tony Kornheiser Show Prague correspondent. Jan Pulkrebeck in Prague.
Okay.
Matthew Frawley in Frederick, Maryland. In the early 70s, I was in my teens. My father worked for a major airline. One evening, our family of six pulled into the car to go to O'Hare, where my dad worked. We all went to an unmarked door that we knew was the VIP lounge. Dad went in for a minute, then came out. We stood outside in descending order based on height for a few minutes. The door opened and three or four large men exited, followed by a medium-height man in a fedora. The man shook hands with Dad and Mom. I remember my mother shaking his hand and saying, "Mr. Sinatra, your records are playing in our house all the time." He smiled and sincerely said thank you, shook hands with my three siblings and myself.
Cool.
He crossed the concourse, put a coin in the box for the evening paper, grabbed one and let the spring-loaded door slam. The slam caused the coin box to eject coins and nickels and dimes rolled across the floor. He turned to the large men and said, "Pick them up." And he
yes.
turned towards his gate and walked away while three or four large men scrambled around the floor picking up nickels and dimes. When dressing, I fill my right rear pocket, then left rear, then left front, then right. From Steve the Sycophant, "Chuck Todd has gone too far. If he was at my house and changed my toilet paper from over to under, he would die. It's that simple. If in one's household there was a member with slightly short arms and a toilet with the paper holder just a teensy bit further away than normal, an over has the TP just close enough, while an under results in, well, let's not go there. Get it? Let's not go. Anyway, my respects to Mr. Todd, but any reposition of the TP will result in his death."
Yeah.
From Ken Scudder, "Your belief
Scudder.
That people stopped canoeing over Niagara Falls once language was developed so someone could yell, 'Hey, big drop up ahead,' has one problem. Language developed about 90,000 years before the invention of the canoe. However, according to the White House, many scientists are saying the canoe came first." Well, so you've got that going for you, which is nice.
Story.
Ken in Philly these days. Jonathan Boyd in Huntsville, Alabama. "That's it. Chuck Todd is off the list." Sean in Austin, Texas. "There are two types of people. Anal retentive about the top toilet paper purists and the rest of us who don't care about which way it lays. I find it hilarious that people actually care and throw fits over this. The mother of the woman I'm related to by marriage is one of the anal retentive over the tops. So every time I'm about to leave her house, I make sure I flip over all of the rolls of toilet paper in her house just to drive her nuts. I hope one day Baby Bootsy does similar things to his prudish father. As always, eat at Saliza."
Yeah.
Yep.
If you're out on your bike, tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
Don't do it, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Silent night, holy night, all is gone, all is bright, round yon virgin mother.
Santa's in his sleigh. Snow on the ground, that joyous sound as reindeer head your way. As choirs sing with caroling that thrills a winter night. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Let's pray for peace and light. For all the boys who love their toys and the girls that love them too. For mom and dad, the love they had when all the world was new. So have some cheer for those left here and let your love shine bright. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Let's pray for peace and light. There's mistletoe and friends you know and lights upon the tree. Candle flame, the words we sing on this we can agree. Let troubles end, our hearts will mend and set our souls alight. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Let's pray for peace and light. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Pray.